40s, 50s. Okay. Today's daf is daf nun vav. We'll learn today's daf. Today's daf is sponsored by the Freud family, the Zeicher Nishmas Rachel Bas Mordechai, Freud's mother, whose yahrzeit is this week. Okay. We are... Yahrzeit is today. We are on nun vav and aleph. Let's just go back to that seres. So the Mishnah had mentioned bat seres, omer lo heilach, don't at seres, when they're splitting up, at seres on Shabbos, and they're splitting up the shteha lechem and lechem aparim, so they tell the people, you know, this is the lechem aparim, which is the matzah, and this is from the shteha lechem, this is chametz. That's what they tell them. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring another machlokus about what we say first, leishiv or shechianu, and eventually it's going to come back to our Mishnah. So we had mentioned before, this is the way Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it that in Daf Menvav, we had a brisa that said that a person who makes a sukkah, he makes a shechianu, and when he goes to sit inside, then he makes a leishiv with sukkah. But if he did not make the shechianu, right, when he built the sukkah, for example, the sukkah was already made, or like us, who do not make a shechianu when we build the sukkah, and now when we're coming in, to make the first night, there are two brachas, the shechianu and the leishiv. Which one comes first? So Itmar, he said it learned in the Beis Medrash, Rab Amar, Rav says, sukkah v'yachakar zman. First you say leishiv, this is during in Kiddush, first you say leishiv v'sukkah, and then you say shechianu, okay? Rabbi Barchana Amar, no, the other way around. Zman, first you say the Shechianu, then you make the Leishiv Sukkah. V'acharkach Sukkah. Rab Amar Sukkah V'acharkach Zman. Why does Rab say the Sukkah comes first, Leishiv comes first, and then comes Shechianu? Chiyuva de Yoma Adif, because he holds the Chiyuv of the day is first, and therefore Leishiv Sukkah is talking about the Mitzvah Sayom. The Mitzvah Sayom comes first, you make Leishiv Sukkah first. But Rabbi Barchana Amar Zman V'yachkach Sukkah, he says the Shechiyana comes first because Tadir V'sheinu Tadir Kodem. It's a more Tadir Bracha. First of all, is it really? I mean, if you go by amount of times you make the Bracha, Shechiyana was made how many times? 4 or 5 times a year. Leishiv V'sukkah, every time you walk into the Sukkah.
We did this yesterday. I was on your side, but he says I was wrong.
Yep.
No, we definitely make 4 times.
How many times do you make a Shechiyana? How many times do you make a
Shechiyanah? Every Yontif. Pesach alone you make Shechiyanah a couple of times.
Well, don't count 2 days of Yontif, because that's the speak of the Yom. How many Yom Tovim do you have? You make 5 times? You make the Shechiyanah?
Okay, 5 times Shechiyanah for Yom Tovim. You make Shechiyanah more
than that. No, that's the only time you make Shechiyanah on a new article of clothing. That's not the Shechiyanah of Zman. That's not the Mitzvah of Zman. You make more. I don't think so.
That's what it is. There's no guarantee you're going to hold the sukkah more than once.
What?
Exactly. Who told you to sit the sukkah more than once? You're going to play that game that way the whole way through.
So why is one more tall than the other? The possibility exists that the other one's more tall than the other.
The possibility exists
more that the one is going to be the other. The nation's more. It's not my question. I'm not going to run and ask the question. I don't understand the answer.
We don't understand the answer.
I don't know. Okay. I think that possibility exists that Leishiv is more tadir. I'm with you.
300 times over the other.
And then Leishiv would be more tadir.
Yes, it would.
Okay, that's my question.
But that's not the average.
What do you mean? The average I'll contrary on prayer. The average to walk in at least 7 times.
Excuse me.
Go for it.
Which is more then you shechianu, right?
So you have that plus what we have on every other Pesach, Purim. Anytime you buy a new item,
buying a new item, I'm not counting. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
No, you have to count.
No, the other shechianos, that's just. Maybe it's the right side. Anyway, I think the possibility exists. I don't think it's so clear that one's tadi that over the other. All right, lema rav the rabbi babrachana the plukta the beisham and beishil can be applicable. Let's say that the machlokes in Rav Rachana as whether or not we say that Tadir comes first or the Chovas Hayom comes first is the same machlokes we have between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we learned in Maseches Brachos. So Tana Rabbanan, Devarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Suda. You have items, the different things, machlokes between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel and Gabi the Suda. One of them is Beis Shammai Omrim, when you come, you're coming home now on Friday night and you're making Kiddush on wine, Mivarech Al Hayom, Kiddush first you make the Bracha on the Yom, and Ve'acharkach Mivarech Al Hayayin. So you do the Kiddush, the Chovas Hayom comes first, then comes the wine. Beis Hillel says no. Omri Mivarech Al Yayin. First you make the bracha for your Gafen, and then you make the bracha on the Yom. So the Chovas Hayom comes afterwards. Beis Shammai Omri Mivarech Al Yayin. Why? Each one gives two reasons. Beis Shammai says, first you make the Chovas Hayom, then you make the Bracha on the wine. Because Shehayom Goreim L'Yayin Sheyavo. The day causes the wine to come. Rashi says, Shehayom Goreim L'Yayin Sheyavo, She'im Lo Mipnei Kiddush, Lo Yan Zakek L'Kos L'Dei Suda. If not for the day, you wouldn't be making Kiddush. You wouldn't be having the wine. So it's the day that's causing the wine. And number two, Give a for Kiddush Hayom. What came first? The Kiddush Hayom comes before the Chov of the wine. Kiddush Hayom happens automatically the second Shabbat starts, and the Chov of the wine comes when you have to sit down the Suda. So that comes first. That's the reason why Beis Shammai says you do the Chov of Hayom and then the wine. But Beis Hillel says no. First you make the Bor Pi Gafen, the Achachach Mevarach Hayom, and then you make the Bracha Kiddush. Also has two reasons. One of them is the complete opposite reason. Shehayayin Gorem Likidusha Sheite Amer. The wine causes the Kiddush to be said. Rashi says, She'im lo hayin lo yayin, lo hayin the Kaddish b'chi. If you didn't have wine, you wouldn't make Kiddush. Vuyin lami v'kaddish ha'lapas, wine and pas, synonymous over here, alright, matin b'yuchas ha'pas, mehay time shapas v'makum yayin. That the wine, without the wine, there's no Kiddush. I think that's difficult, and that's not my own question, Tosfos Rid ask, what are you talking about? The most, according to most Shita, the Kiddush is the Raisa, the wine is only the Rabban. So what do you mean that without the wine there's no Kiddush? There's definitely Kiddush without the wine. It's Kiddush without wine. You still making Kiddush. So this goes in again to the whole hack that everybody has. If you make Kiddush in the shul, or you go to the Araisa, then you come home. Not for now. It's a different that's a sugi for a different place. But just to raise that issue.
The bottom line is, if you have no bread and no wine, you still make Kiddush.
I think on the Araisa level, you still have to make Kiddush. We do it in shul.
But on what?
We say Kiddush.
We
say Kiddush in your davening.
Are you
yotze with that? That's the whole lot. Are you yotze with that? Okay. So and that's reason number one. And davar acher, and reason number two, is because birchas hayayin tadira, making the bracha on wine is more tadir, but birchas hayom ain't a tadira. I guess this goes according to what you're saying, because any bracha yayin you will make, birchas hayom tadir, and birchas hayom ain't a tadira, and tadir shayin a tadir, tadir kodim. You make bracha yagafim more often, I guess, than you make.
Kiddush.
I don't know. Kiddush. 52
times a year, at least.
More than 52. More than 52.
Kiddush on Shabbos.
Right.
At least.
So I don't. In those days, they probably drank wine a lot more. I mean, most of the time, when I drink wine, I was yotze with the Kiddush. I'm not usually drinking wine unless it's bad homework.
No, the wise man Shabbos says, "Shayom goreng leyayin shetim."
Right.
Wine all the time, then.
It's complete opposite shitas between the two. Right. Beis Hillel says it's started with shayom. So now Beis Hillel holding tadir. And Beis Shammai not holding Tadir. So let's line those machlokos up with what we just had about the bracha of Shechianu or Sukkah. Lema Rav says first you make Leishiv Sukkah and then you make Shechianu. He's not holding a Tadir. He's saying the Chovas Hayom comes first. So the Amar Kibei Shammai. He holds like Beis Shammai, who says by Kiddush first you make the Chovas Hayom and then you make Birchas Hayayin, even though Birchas Hayayin is Tadir. The Rabbi Bar Chana says the other way. He says like Beis Hillel. Rabbi Bar Chana, who holds that you say the Shechianu, and then you say the Leishei B'Sukkah, because he holds Shechianu is Tadir, just like Beis Hillel holds that the Birchas Hayayin is Tadir, so he holds like Beis Hillel. So Rav says, no, you lined me up with Beis Shammai. First of all, he doesn't want to be lined up with Beis Shammai. Second of all, he says, I'm not lined up with Beis Shammai. Amar Lach Rav, Ana the Amar Afilu Beis Hillel. I can go, even according to the Shita Beis Hillel, who says that you make the Bracha on the Yayin, and then you make a Kiddush, because of Tadir, you don't ask me about why I say why I say Leishei before Shechianu. Because Adkan lo karmi Beis Hillel hasam. Beis Hillel's reason over there, its real reason is Ela Shei. He doesn't hold it. It's not an issue of Tadir. Like it's basically each Shita is going to say, I can hold out the other Shita because instead of them giving two reasons, they only give one reason. I find it looks a little weird. Bryce lists two reasons. All right, he says, Adkan lo karmi Beis Hillel Ela Shehayayin Gorem Likidusha Shetayamer. Over there, the reason why Beis Hillel says the bracha, the Bor Pi Gafen comes before the Kiddush is because for whatever reason, the wine causes the Kiddush to come. That's the wine's got to come first, right? Aval haka by the sukkah, this reason doesn't shayach over here. Why? Because e loves man milo minum sukkah. Is it the zman? The birchas hazman is causing the leishis b'sukkah. This happens to be the chal now at the same time. But if I didn't make a shech yonah, do I not make a birchas sukkah? Of course I make a birchas sukkah. Look at the rest of the yontif. I always make a birchas sukkah even without the zman. The zman doesn't cause the leishis to come. Over there, the yayin causes the kiddush to come. Here, the Shechianu is not caught, so I can flip it around. It can hold like one and not like the other. And the Rabbi Rachana Amar Lach, Ana the Amar Filu Beis Shammai. I can hold even like Veishamai. Veishamai again says that you say Kiddush Hayom, Chovas Hayom first, and then the Yayin. And I say Shachiyano first, and then, so I say Chovas Hayom second, Veishamai says Chovas Hayom first. I can still hold like them. Because Ad Kan Lo Ami Veishamai Hasim Elisha Yom Gorim Liayin Shayavo. There, the day causes the bracha of the wine. Aval Hakla Ilav Sukkah Milo Amin Zman. Does the Sukkah cause the Zman? This man is independent of the sukkah. So basically they're saying each one holds their shita. Veishamai shita will hold their shita. Because however they view it, one bracha is causing the other bracha to come. But when it comes to Shechiyanu and sukkah, they're independent brachas.
Why? I don't get it. If there's no Indian of sukkah, then why are you saying Shechiyanu?
On the yantif.
On what? Yantif.
On the sukkah? On the
sukkahs. So you say it in your house.
Your wife make, if some woman who bench left, bench left, and they make the bracha still in the house, they don't make Shechiyanu?
Right, but what's the whole thing? He's saying there's no...
So you're touching on it. You're touching on what's going on, with touching on what goes on the second day. On the second day of Yontif, do we flip it around? You know, so Ramah and the Gra, and most of Ashkenaz, I don't know what the Chassidim do, but the Ramah clearly says you flip it around. Because then the Shechiyanu is not, right? The Shechiyanu then is only what the Rush talks about here.
Some
do not flip it around. I know Chassidim do not flip around. Some Sephardim, I thought, do not flip it around. But I think most do flip it around. Because if you look in the Rush says that, he brings three shitas actually, but he says that the Shechiyanu on the first day, right, the Shechiyanu on the first day is going on the Sukkah and on the day. So you have to make the bracha on the Sukkah first, and then you make the Shechiyanu on the Sukkah. But on the second day, if you already Yotze the Sukkah, so the Shechiyanu is not going on the Sukkah. The Shechiyanu is only going on the Yom. So therefore it could come before the Sukkah because of Tadir, I guess. Well, the other side said, wait a second, it's a Svek of the Yoma. Maybe yesterday wasn't even Yotze. So the Shechiyanu they made yesterday, and the Nation they said yesterday, it doesn't count for anything.
We don't do that.
What?
We don't play that one.
Well, the other Shita does.
No, we don't play,
Svek
of the Yoma, we count as it all the time. It's maybe or not maybe, it is.
No, that's nowadays. That's nowadays.
I'm only saying nowadays.
Yeah, but the halakha could have been established based on the snake of the Yom, I mean, real snake of the Yoma.
I'm sure the Naruch was the same way.
Yeah, but you're still paskin based on the snake of the Yoma. You just keep that minhag, the snake of the Yoma. Yeah. Yeah, so that's the machlokas that you have, that touching on that machlokas I want to mention it later, but that's what you're touching on over there as to what the Shechiyanu goes on. Okay, so now we're going to bring back to our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah seems to indicate something regarding Tadir and Eino Tadir. So it's not. In our Mishnah, we talked about Batzeres. So you had Shavuos that fell out on Shabbos, and now we're divvying up amongst the Kohanim, all the Kohanim that are there, the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei HaLechem. Right? Since it's Shavuos, on Shabbos, all the Kohanim are there, all of them are going to get a piece. So Omer Lo, so whoever's divvying it up, he says, Heilech Matzah, here's your Matzah, which is the Lechem Apanim, and Heilech Chametz, which is from the Shtei HaLechem. Right? The Lechem Apanim is Matzah, the Shtei HaLechem is Chametz. But here, chametz is ikker. The chametz is more ikker. Why? That's the chovas hayom. That's the cover for today. The lechem apanim, remember, is last week's lechem. We're just dividing it now, but that's last week's sort of offering. It's from last week. It just stays on the shulchan for the whole week. So here, chametz ikker, umatzah tafil, the katani, heilech matzah, the heilech chametz. So it's mashma here that we don't go according to tadir. The lechem apanim is definitely tadir, but we're going according to chovas hayom first. So that would mean we would say Leishev and then Shechiyanu, and then it would be a Tiyuf to the Rav. That would be a question on Rav, who said that the Chovas Hayom. Right, the Chovas Hayom comes first. Here we have the Tadir coming first. We have the Lechem Apanim, which is Tadir, coming before the Chovas Hayom, and Rav said the Chovas Hayom should come before the Tadir. But Rav says, Amalach Rav, Tanahi. How you divvy up the Lechem Apanim and the Shtei Lechem and the Beis Hamidrash on Shavuos, Chal Yos B'Shabbos, that's a Machlokes Tanayim Tanahi. The Sanya, one Brisa says, Heilech Matzah, Heilech Chametz, that's what we just quoted. Our Mishnah says, here's the Matzah, I mean the Tadir, here's the Chametz, which is the Chovas Hayom. But Abba Shaul, the Tana, who argues, Omer, Heilech Chametz, Heilech Matzah. No, first say Heilech Chametz, here is the Chametz, here is the Chovas Hayom, Heilech Matzah, here is the Tadir. So I hold like the second Shita, hold like Abba Shaul. So Darish Rav Nachman Bar Chizda, Lo kedibri rav de amar sukkah v'achakach zman. We don't say sukkah first and then zman. El zman v'achakach sukkah. Rather we say zman and then we say sukkah. Okay, Shechiyanu first and sukkah. Or Chesed Brei Rav Idi amar no sukkah v'achakach zman. This machlokas goes down the generations. Machlokas in the later amorim as well. Rav Chesed says that we do leishev and then zman. The Hilchos and the Lach the Gemara Paskins is you say sukkah leishev v'achakach zman and then you say Shechiyanu like Rav says you say. The Leishev, which is the Chovas Hayom, and then you say the Zman, which is the Tadir. Again, look in the Rush. It's in Perek Dalet, Simen Dalet. He discusses what we do what we do on the second night, whether you switch it over or not. Okay. The Mishnah then mentioned that when you have all these Kohanim, all the Mishmaros are in the Beis Hamikdash because it's Yontif and there's on Sukkot, and they're all splitting the Hakrava of all the Kovas, of all the Karbanei Hachag, but Mishmar says Mano Kavua, the Mishmar whose time it is today, so what's his benefit? Nevertheless, that Mishmar is marked with the Tamidim, the Nadarim, the Nadavos, the Sha'ar Karban HaSibur. So what's Sha'ar Karban HaSibur, the Gemara asks? Lasuye Mai, what is that coming to include? So Gemara says, Lasuye, it comes to include two other Karban HaSibur that are not listed in the Mishnah. Number one is the very frequent case of the Paral and Davish HaSibur. If there would be a Paral and Davish HaSibur, I don't know, is that Hukra or Yontif? But if that would be Hukra, if you have a Paral and Davish HaSibur, the Mishmar would be Makrivit. And also, Si'iri Avos HaKavit, right? So the Paral and Davish HaSibur would be if the Bezin HaGadol, alright, if they forgot a halacha and they were matir and aveir that the Chayav Karis and Bnei Yisrael did it, even the Paran Doshal Tzibor, and Seir Yavos Chachavim, if the 12 Seirim that are brought from each Shevet to Shevet for Korban Chatas, if the Beis HaNagadol made a mistake, and they paskin Bishogeg, and they permitted to do something that was Hasar Midin Avodah Zarah, so the Tzibor has to bring a Korban, if those Korbanos are brought during the Yontif, then those are brought by the Mishmar, that whose time it is, and it's not split up amongst all the other Mishmaros. Okay. Then the Mishnah mentioned, Vuhu Makrivis HaKol, right? The Mishnah, whose man is Kavua that week, is Makrivis HaKol. So what's that coming to include? We just concluded everything, and then we just included these two others too. So what's it coming to include? Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Kayetz HaMizbeach. If there aren't enough Karbanos, and the Mizbeach is going to be left empty, so they're the ones who are Makriv all those Olos. Now, I find that's got to be some. What's going on? It's Sukkot. You have tons of karbanos, right. And it's going to be kites, and it's not going to be enough. Okay, but that's what the case would be. And Rashi says in the Dibur Maskos on the last short line, kites hamizbeach kishu batel shekalsa haktar satamid ve'ei maybe nedar nedavos. When there's no karma tamid is not going on. There's no nedarim and nedavos. How you shofro sham shenosim emos. Right, you have all the shofars, and they would put. We learned in Shkalim the extra karbanos that are brought in case of the time that the mizbeach is sitting empty. Those are brought by the mishmar of that week. Okay, next mishnah. So the previous mishnah had mentioned that on Shabbos during Yontif, all the mishmaros of the kahuna that are there split evenly the lechem upon him. If Yontif falls out on Shabbos, that Shabbos and the twelve loaves are split evenly amongst all the mishmaros. However, what happens now if you have, they have to be there because of Yontif, but that Shabbos is not Yontif. Meaning, Yontif either starts on Sunday or ends on Friday. So Shabbos is not Yontif, but they can't travel. They're stuck there. They have to be there. So, Gemara's Mishnah says, Yom Tov HaSamach LeShabbos. Yontif that is close to Shabbos, Bein Milafaneha, Bein L'Acharel. So Yontov Samach Shabbos, Bein L'Acharel means that if Yontov Acharon is on Friday, or Bein L'Acharel means Yontov Rishon is on Shabbos, nevertheless they're stuck there on Shabbos, they have to be there. So what happens? Hayu Kol HaMishmaros Shavos B'Chiluk Lechem Aparim. Again, all the Mishmaros that are there, because they have to be there, they're all going to split evenly the Lechem Aparim that are divvied up that Shabbos. Now, Chalios Yom Echad, here says L'Hafsik, right? L'Hafsik Bein Tayim. If there's one day in between, meaning that I guess the last day of Yontif was on Thursday, so they could get a flight out on Friday to get home in time, so they're still there on Shabbos. So the first day of Yontif is on Monday. Again, they could get a flight out on Sunday, so they're stuck there. Shabbos, Sunday, now Monday is Yontif, so they're stuck there again. So now they didn't really have to be there. So what happens with the dipping up of the Lechem Aparim on Shabbos that week? So Mishmar Shizmano Kavua, the Mishmar whose week it is, Hayu Notel Eser Chalos. They'll take 10 Chalos. V'hamis Akeim Notel Shtayim. Whoever's stuck there, because they're there early or they're there late, thus, amongst those whoever's left over, they'll split up the remaining two. However, Ubishar Yom Hashanah. What about on a regular Shabbos? So you have a mishmar coming in and a mishmar going out. We've seen this also before. Ubishar Yom Hashanah Hanichnas Notel Sheish. The one coming in takes six. The new mishmar takes six chalos. Vayotzei Notel Sheish, and the one going out takes six. He split it. He split six and six. Rabbi Yehuda says no, the Nichnas takes seven, the one coming in takes seven of the loaves, the Hayotze Notel Chamesh, and the one going out takes five, seven to five.
How do you get ten and two? You always have one coming in.
That's only specifically on, because they're all there already. That was talking about a case of where...
They're all there, right, but you have the Mishmar of the... the Mishmar of the Week.
You do have the Mishmar of the Week, but since they're all there, that trumps them, one coming in, one coming out. That's what the Mishnah is saying. They're all there. They all have to get. So how are we going to split it up? During the regular year, it's only coming in, coming out, so we can split it. So it's a third situation. So yeah, so it's interesting. Why is only the one who's weak that? Well, because, right, what happened to the coming in, coming out? Should you split it like that? That's a good question. Because they should split something, and then everybody else get the leftover. Because both of them are on a regular weekday. Yeah. On a regular week, both of them would be royal to get the whole amount. So why here you're only giving? Because you're giving them more. You're giving them four more than they typically would get. Right here. Okay.
That's always been a problem. Every time, because the group that has that week as younger always loses out.
Right.
That's why they'd be getting more.
Right. That's why they say they're getting.
Exactly.
Right. But here they're getting the chalos. Obviously, because one coming in is not
exactly
getting anything. And that's not going to be the same thing. It's not going to be the same mishmar every year, right? It's going to be,
no.
It won't work out. There'll be the same mishmar every year.
It's 24.
Right. There's 24, and there's more than.
There's
more than 48.
Exactly.
The weeks of the year are not divisible by 24, so it's not going to happen. Not going to happen every year. Okay. So now the nechnasim, those who are coming in, the mishmar was coming in, who are getting either the 6 or 7 according to Rabbi Yehuda. They, where do they eat? Where do they divvy up their portion? Bitzafon. They do it on the northern side of the Azara. Right, the Yotzin Bidarum, and the ones who are coming out, they take their portion on the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash. North is usually considered more important than south. That's why Kachakachim Shikasim Bitzafon. But that's where they get. That's where they sit. I guess the idea is also to separate, and you can tell these are coming in, these are going out. Everyone knows where they are. Now, Bilga, the Mishmar called Bilga, had a Knas, and the Olam Cholekas Bidarum. They always were put to the south side, which is less important. Tzafon is a more important place. The Mishmar Bilga was punished, and for whatever reason, we'll see in the Gemara, they have to eat in the Darom. And another punishment that the Bilga had, the Tabata, their ring, Kivua, was closed. They couldn't open their ring. The Chalona Satuma, and their window was closed. The way Rashi explains it is that, you know, you have all these 24 rings in the Makom HaShechita, and they basically, what you did is you open them, you put the cow in or the animal in, you close it, and you use the shef. Theirs wouldn't open; they had to use somebody else's. For whatever reason, they locked theirs. You also had
Iron whatsoever. Exactly. You can have iron there. Where the knife was made out of iron,
not
a knife.
And it moved.
It could be taken out.
Right, but they're saying that when the Bilga cannot be taken out, it was sealed shut. It was sealed shut. And then as well, the knife, I guess in the by the Ulam, you had what's called by the base Khalifos, you had these windows where they would store their knives. So their knives were sealed up. They punished these guys, and they had to, I guess, ask you to borrow other people. We'll talk.
When did this happen?
I don't know. Well, we'll see when it happens. It seems that it happened. According to the story, it happens right after the Zman of the Chashmonai. No, yeah, of the Chashmonai. We'll see. Which I think makes sense. We don't really have history from before that. There's like a big gap between the Nevi'im and the Chashmonai. So, my milfanel, my lacharel. So, we explained this already. What does it mean that Yontif is before and Yontif is afterwards? Ilay milfanel, Yontif Rishon. If you say that before Shabbos is Yontif, is Ilay lefanel means Yontif Rishon, means the first day of Yontif falls on Shabbos. Ulacharel means Yontif Achron falling down on Shabbos. Hainu Shabbos until Chag. That means it's Shabbos Yontif. Shabbos is the Yontif, and then they're all splitting everything, you know, evenly. That won't be a chiddush. We already talked about that in the previous Mishnah. Ela lefanel Yontov Achron. Lefanel means that the last day of Yontif was before him, meaning that the last day of Yontif was on Thursday, and the Acharei Yontif Rishon. Acharei means that the first day, not Yontif, was
Friday.
Correct, was Friday. The last day of Yontif was Friday, and the Acharei means that Yontif ends on Shabbos, and the first day that's not Yontif is Sunday. Either way, they're stuck there. So my timer, what's the reason that we give each of them an equal share? Again, on this type of Shabbos, it says Kevin Dahani Matimi Vahani Ma'achri. Since they're stuck there, they have to be there. They can't come on Shabbos and they can't leave on Shabbos, so they're stuck there. Takina Rabban and Milsa Hihechi Dinechu Bahadi Adadi. The Rabban made a takana that they should eat together. They should eat everyone together. I think the idea is, I'm not sure, I mean, that's sort of circular, but I think the idea is Once the Kohanim are all there, let's sit down and have a meal together. I think that's what it is. They're all there. Let's sit down and eat together.
Yeah, but yet the incoming but, and the outgoing don't even sit together. It's one north, one south.
I hear you, but they're all eating. They're all eating for partaking in the same meal. Well, I don't even know if that applies during on this day, because that the Mishnah only mentioned that when what's coming in.
When you want to promote Achdus.
Yeah, I hear you. No, but there was a reason because you want to make sure also that this one to know who's leaving, who's coming in. Here, everyone's doing the voter together. Everyone's here together. Maybe I hear you. Okay, Chal. The Mishnah then mentioned Chal Yom Echad. Right, there was this break between, meaning the last day of Yom Tov was on Thursday, or the first day that's now Yom Tov ends on. Or Yantiv ends on Shabbos. Yantiv, the last day of Yantiv is on Thursday, right?
The first day is on Monday.
The first day is on Monday, right. So you had one day to get out or get in. Then we had a different type of splitting. Okay? And then the commission then mentioned that Rabbi Yehuda, on a regular week, Rabbi Yehuda says, doesn't do the splitting 6 and 6. He does the splitting 7 and 5. The ones coming in got the extra 7. They got 7 as opposed to 5. So the Gemara says, Vahani Tarki, these two extra chalos that Rabbi Yehuda says that they get, why they get the two extra chalos? Doesn't make sense. What's the reason why? It's not an even split on a regular week. So, Hani Tarti, my Avidatayu, what's the reason why? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Bishar Hagafos de la Sos, because they closed the doors. Because the Schar are closing the doors. Rashi says, Bishar Hagafos de la Sos, Shemishmar Hanichnas, Megif Had la Sos Arvis, Shepasach Osan Mishmar Hayotse. In the morning, the previous Mishmar opened the gates. And at night, this Mishmar leaving is closing the gates. So the schar that they close the gates, I don't know what the schar is, the schar that they close in the gates, they get the extra chalos.
The ones coming in closes.
The ones coming in closes. The ones went out, they open. The ones who went out opened the gates in the morning, and the ones that's coming in are closing the gates in the evening. I guess that is sufficient enough to get the schar. And therefore the schar is to get extra. I don't know, Miri asked the question. He's like, why is closing the gates more chashuv than opening the gates?
Maybe it's the fact that it's at night and it's less convenient turn.
It's called a mishmar.
Well, I know when you open the gate, the Miri says when you open the gate, you open the gate for the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. That's chashuv. You're starting.
Maybe more of a technical point in closing the gates. You just wanted to do it. You actually locking whatever.
Maybe.
Or it's at night.
Maybe. No, but they close it after they finish the karbanos. They're all there. It's not that they have to come special to close the gates. Everyone's there doing the avoda.
No, but the fact that their mishmar is at that time.
But everyone's mishmar is at that time. It's a weekly mishmar. It's all week. I don't understand. And Miri asked the question. It must be like we're saying. It must be something special about the closing over the opening. Okay. So Amar Abaye. So the Gemara says v'neima dal b'dal. Basically, the outgoing mishmar should say to them, "Listen, why don't take 7 this week and give us 5? Take 6, and next week you also get 6. If you take 7 now, you only can get 5. If the halakha is established that coming in takes 7, then next week you're going to lose out and only take 5. So why don't you just do 6 and 6? So every time, right? Benema dal vidal, right? So Amrabaye butzina tava mikara." Which I think means that a small gourd is better than one that stays in the ground longer. Which means he goes, what? Exactly. Bird in the hand, right? That's what it is. I'd rather have it now. Who knows what's going to be later? I'd rather have it now. That's all.
I'd rather have 7 now.
I'll have 7 now. I'll have 5 later. But right now I can get 7. I'd rather have, bird in the hand, something in the bush or something like that.
It's a small gourd. It's not the bigger gourd.
It's a small gourd. Right, the small gourd. In other words, whatever I have now, I better take it now than to wait later. Whatever I can get now, I'm better than taking. Yeah, it seems to be the opposite because you get the phrase says you're getting smaller first.
Do you think I'd rather have a small piece now than a big piece later? Right. Here we're getting a bigger
big piece.
Now.
I'm getting a bigger piece now. I'm getting a smaller piece later. The idea is though.
Small gourd now is better than large gourd later.
Right.
Yeah,
so
you're getting a bigger portion now.
Yes, but I'm not getting.
No, 7.
You're getting 7 this week and 5 next week.
Next week you're gonna get 5.
But it's just based on the statement is, I'd rather take what's guaranteed now and worry about what's later. So now I'm getting 7, I'll take the 7. Next week I get 5? I get 5, okay. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda also says, what? And Rabbi Yehuda also explains that Uva Musafin Cholkin, when it comes to the skins of the Karbanos Musaf on Shabbos, then they are on the, right, they are Cholkin, the Mishmaros are Cholkin that, just like the Lechem upon him. That, I guess this must be when all the Mishmaros are there. So all the Mishmaros are there, it's on Shabbos, the Yom Tov's on Shabbos. So the Musafe Shabbos is split amongst them as well. So they're going to ask on that. So Mesve, they ask on Rav Yehuda. We have the following brisa, which is a Tosefta, that says on every Shabbos, when they would flip the Mishmaros, so Mishmara Hayotzeis, the Mishmar that would go out, or maybe this is on a regular Shabbos. This is on a regular Shabbos, and it's split among, just like the Lechem Apanim, it's split by the one coming in and one coming out, so the Musafim are also split by the one coming coming out. Not on Yontif, right. just on Shabbos, regular Shabbos. Okay. So Mesve, Mishmara Hayotzeis Osa Tomit Shal Shachar, the one going out does the Karban Tomit Shal Shachar, and the Musafin, or Mishmara HaNichnes, they do the Tamid Shal, one coming in, they're marked the Tamid Shal Berbayim, and they're marked the Bezichim of the Lechem upon him. The Ilu Musafin Cholkim Lokatani. It doesn't mention that they split the Musafin, it says the Mishmar Hayotze does the Musaf. So the Gemara answers, no, they can't, no right from this Brysa. Hatana B'chaluka Lokamairi. This Brysa we're talking about being Makri, it's not talking about dividing up, because the Lechem upon him also. It doesn't talk about dividing the Lechem upon him. They're talking about who's Makri of what. So that's not a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara now going to bring another brisa where it does seem to be talking about chalukah and doesn't mention them splitting up the oros of the musaf. Amar Rava of Atani de Beis Shmuel, where the brisa that was taught in the base measures of Shmuel, the Ma'ir b'chalukah, that it is dealing with divvying up, right? And the musafim hochalukim lokatani. And it doesn't mention that you're going to split the korban musaf. The Tana de Beis Shmuel, because the brisa that's taught in the base measures of Shmuel, Mishmara Hayotzeis, the Mishmar going out, Osa Tamid Shal Shachar Musafin, they do Tamid Shal Shachar and the Musaf. The Mishmar HaNichneses, Osa Tamid Shal Berabayim, they do the afternoon, Tavar Tavid Ubazichin. Arba Kohanim Hayu Nichnasim Sham, four Kohanim and then go into the Azara. Shnaim Mishmar Zo, two from the Mishmar going out, and Shnaim Mishmar Zo, and two from the Mishmar coming in, V'chokim Lechem upon him. And then they would split Lechem upon him. So here it talks about splitting. And it doesn't mention splitting the Karban Musaf. The Ilu Musaf and Cholkim Lo Katani. It doesn't mention splitting the Karban Musaf. So to you, to Rabbi Yehuda, to Yufta, that's an irrefutable question on Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, it seems from here that when it came to the Musaf, they did not split it. I guess whoever was makir the Karban Musaf, they were the ones who got the hides. They got the Karban Musaf. Okay. Hanechnasim Cholkim Bitzafon. Those who come in, they get the Lechem upon them in the northern side. Why? So everyone can see that this is the new Mishmar. That they are the ones who are leaving. They finish their mitzvah. To know who's who. Not the idea of Achdus only comes in, I guess, when everybody's there. But now we have a practical consideration to know who, for everyone else on the outside to see who's coming in, who's coming out. But now we talk about Bilga. Bilga li olam cholekas bedarim. The Mishmar Bilga, which is one of the 24 listed in Divar Hayamim, they only get their portion in the south side. So I guess the ones before them and the ones after them also always were in the north side. That's just the way it goes. So Tana Rabbanan, what's the problem? Why was Bilga punished? Bilga is a Mishmar. Name of the Mishmar, name of the family. Maisa ben Miriam bas Bilga. The story of Miriam, the daughter of Bilga, she was from the Mishmar of Bilga. Shehemir Daisa, that she became an apostate. She married one of these Greek or Assyrian generals. When the Greeks entered the Beis Hamikdash during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, she kicked the Mizbeach. She said, Lucas, wolf, wolf. A wolf is like something that devours. It's one of the Mizbeach, just something that devours. Lucas, Ad Masai, Atta Michaleh, Mimonon Shal Yisrael. How long is it going to be that you are devouring the money of Bnei Yisrael that are bringing all these korbanos? V'iyata Omid Aleyah B'shasat Chak. You don't stand up for them during their time of need. So, Kishishama Chachamim B'davar, so I guess after the Chashmonaim won and they heard the story, V'kavu Es Tabata V'sasmus Chalona. So, as punishment for her, what she did, they sealed up their window and they sealed up their ring. So the Yesh Omrim, and some say, no, it doesn't do with Miriam, but Yesh Omrim, Mishmarto Shoha Milavo. They were late. I guess they came late. V'nichnas Yishavav Aviv Achiv Imo V'shimesh Tachtav. So the previous Mishmar stayed over. Right? They stayed over and they covered for them. Right. Apa Pishish, and nevertheless, the Gemara, the price continues, usually the neighbors of Rishayim don't get benefit. Usually, Oyla Rasha, Oyla Shcheno. Here the neighbors, meaning the Mishmar of Yeshevav, they got benefit. Right, but Shichlanei Bilga Nishtakru, Shabilga Li Olam Cholekes Bidarom, and Yeshav of Achim Bitzafa. I mentioned before, because of this punishment, Yeshav of always benefits because they're always in the north, and the north is more kosher. Okay, so now, David, what you were saying. Vishlam Olamanda Amar Mishmarto Shohalavo, Haida Kansin Lakula. Now, I understand why you make a class for the entire Mishmar. They were all late, they all tarried, so the entire Mishmar is punished. Right, Ela Lamanda Amar, that the reason why they was punished because of Miriam Bas Bilga, Shehimir Daita, because of the daughter, you're going to punish the entire family, you're going to punish the parents. Just because the kid did something wrong, you punish the parents. So Rabbi says, yeah. The Amri Inche, like people say, Shusa diyunuka bishuka odabua odime. The words of the children reflect what they hear at home. So that's usually that. They're a reflection of the home. So for them, she must have heard it from the mother or the father. So she said, okay. So mishum avia v'ime katzin kula mishmara. So because the mother and her parents messed up, the entire mishmar is punished. So Amar Rabbi, yeah, oila rasha olu shcheino. The entire mishmar, the whole family, they did bad. The bad happens to the shcheinim, except for Yosef, obviously. We understand that because they're the exception. And the Gemara then concludes, tov l'tzadik, tov l'shcheino. What's good for a tzadik, he does good for his shcheino. Shenei Amar, right, this is in brackets, but I think we read the girsa. Right, Shnei Amar is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Imru tzadik ki tov, the tzadik will say good. Tzadik is in lashon yachid. Ki pri ma'aleim yochelu, because what their peros, what the ma'aleim, everyone in plural is going to eat. So we're talking about one tzadik. What does it mean plural? Because tzadik gets something beneficial, then the shcheinim gets something beneficial as well. Again, we learned today's daf, the zeicha nishmas Rachel bas Mordechai, whose yahrzeit is today, and hajan alach hachalul slikul amasech hasukul mazatov. We'll pick up tomorrow. Daf base. Have a good day.